Welcome to Echoes of Enlightenment, where we talk about spirituality, life lessons, and overall self-development. In this episode, we'll be talking about our life. There's a lot about our life that we miss. Life should be an adventure that you never get bored from. Many of us think, what's the point of life? Some are like, so we're just born and we live our life, we go to work and then have a little fun and then we die. I wouldn't think God would spend that much time on this planet or on us if it was going to be that simple. There's a lot more to life than meets the eye. Sometimes I hear people say, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. In this life, there's always something to do. And when they say that they're bored with some things that they're doing, that people are doing in the 3D. They're like, I don't want to watch something on Netflix. I don't feel like going out to the mall. I don't feel like going out to eat or whatever you're doing to entertain yourself in the 3D, in the three-dimensional, where our bodies are involved with interacting with the things that are on Earth. So when they think they're bored, they just sit there and continue to try to entertain themselves with more 3D stuff. Keep looking around in the 3D. Keep looking around on Earth to find out what to do to keep yourself entertained. The 3D is only the physical world, our physical bodies, is only 50% of our life. It's only 50. The other 50 is our spirit. So you don't think our spirit had a life before it entered our body. Our spirit has most likely been around way longer than it would ever be, than our body would ever be just on Earth. So if our spirit is in our body, comes from wherever our spirit comes from and goes into our body and we're born and now we're have a suit on, which is our body, and we're navigating this place called Earth. What makes you think our spirit didn't bring the knowledge and whatever abilities it has from the spiritual world? So I think this is why a lot of people aren't at peace in their lives. It's because most people are looking for peace outside of themselves. you're reaching for everything you could possibly get from the 3D world, from the physical world, from the stores, from the social media, the just entertainment, just things to do in the physical world. And you neglect your whole spiritual side. That's the other half of you. So you never feel like you're whole. For example, imagine moving to the other side of the world, where it doesn't matter where you are now. You can be wherever you are now, but I'm saying just move to the opposite side of the world than where you are. When you go to that other side of the world, I can guarantee you're going to bring some of your hometown stuff. Like I'm in the U.S., I'm in Austin. Austin, Texas. So if I move to, say, I'm just going to use like China or Japan, some, you know, just somewhere that's totally, you know, totally different, a whole different setup than what I have here. I'm going to bring some of, you know, my American ways over there just because, I mean, that's what I'm used to. That's what I'm comfortable with. That's where I feel at home. So I'm going to bring some of my cooking techniques. I'm going to try out other stuff that's there for sure. That's why I'm going there. But at the same time, I'm also going to bring some of the things that I've always known. I'm going to bring some of my American clothes. I'm going to bring some recipes. I'm going to bring different things that make me feel at home. Because when you feel at home, you finally feel at peace. So imagine our spirit coming from the spirit world to enter the 3D, to, you know, go into ourselves as a baby and grow up and enjoy the temporary physical world, the 3D, the three-dimensional that we're living in right now. And then we don't tap into any of that spiritual side. Think about how much we're missing out on. That'd be just like moving across the world and never talking to your friends, your family. Don't bring anything that you've known this whole time and just adapt to something totally different. You're always going to feel like there's something missing, because it is something missing. It's part of yourself. So when our spirit gets here to the 3D, we forget about our guardian angels. Our guardian angels and our spiritual team is a part of our spiritual world that we came from. But we're so bombarded with so much stuff from this 3D world, from Earth, that we don't get a chance to make ourselves feel at home. So we're always constantly, never feel like we have our feet right. Never feel settled in. Because we don't think we don't remember anything. We don't feel like we have anything from our spiritual side, which is our guardian angels. Those are our friends. Those are ancestors and your spiritual team. That's your family from back home. And the thing that we don't seem to know is that they're here on Earth with us. That's the comfort that you brought. That's like your favorite blanket that you brought from. I'm using America. I'm bringing from America that I'm taking to a whole different country. I can still call back from that country to my home country and talk to people and get advice. And, you know, why do we think we can't do that when we get to Earth? One, because we're not taught that, but we can. Your guardian angels and your spiritual team is surrounding you all the time. All the time, 24 hours a day. And we know that through synchronicities. We know that through our intuition. Because all this stuff that I'm talking about is kind of on the spiritual side. Your intuition, it's a feeling that you get. That's not a physical thing that you see. It's our spiritual side tapping into us, like almost like your friend from back home from the spiritual world making a call to you. Said, hey, I think we should leave this party, or I think we should turn left on this street instead of going straight. That's what our intuition is. That taps from our spiritual world. And it's happening all the time. It's happening every day, all day. We need to take more time out to explore spiritualities and explore, because we're all spirits. I mean, we need both. I mean, our spirits are in our body. So Earth is a place where we're here to learn. We're here to learn lessons. We're here to learn compassion, friendship, just everything. But our bodies are still has a spirit. And our spirit still has whatever it was attached to from where it came from. I mean, think about it. We've all done this. We all tap into the spiritual world without even knowing it. Think about it. You're like, hey, a friend's name will pop up in your head. You ain't talked to this person in 8 years or even 20. They just pop up out the blue. Just pop up in your thought. And then an hour later, they call. That's a spiritual gift that you have. Everything is not a coincidence. Oh, that just accidentally happened. No, it happened for a reason. And it hasn't only happened one time. This thing has happened a lot. But we always write things off as coincidences. So we don't look deeper into that. Because if we realize how to tap into that spiritual side and see what else we've brought over with us to the 3D, we would be powerful. We're like that elephant. You know how they have, I think it's, I don't know what it was, but it's like an elephant. From like a baby, they had like a stake in the ground, like a stick in the ground, and a rope tied to the stick, and then a rope tied to like the elephant's leg. So the elephant grew up thinking that it's stuck in one place and not knowing how powerful it is. The elephant has to just barely move his leg, and that stake or that stick will just fall, and you can, you know, it would overpower it. That's what we are. We don't realize how powerful we are. Think about this. This is another way we tap into the spiritual world. With your imagination. Your imagination, you think about it, it's like, all right, imagine something. We look up, you know, kind of look up to the sky and just kind of think. We're looking into the spiritual, because the spiritual world is something that you can't see. But it's something that you have to have faith in. And then some people will be like, well, I can't just believe things that I can't see. I need some evidence. But at the same time, they contradict themselves by using faith like 500 times a day. When you jump in a car, you have faith. You don't know if the person's going to stop at that red light. Then you go to a restaurant, order something, and then instantly just start eating it. You have faith that the person back there wasn't doing anything crazy to your food, right? You got your money in a bank. You got faith that your money's safe in a bank. You know, we use faith all the time, but you can't pick and choose when you're going to use your faith. Just because you can't see something all the time doesn't mean it's not happening. We have a lot of guidance that has came with our spiritual self that inhouses our body. Our essence is our spirit. Our vibe is our spirit. Our bodies wouldn't be anything without our spirit. And our spirit is 50% of our body. Our body is the other 50, so we can move around and navigate pretty much a spacesuit for Earth. To be able to pick up stuff, to be able to eat and taste. That's why we have all these senses. Hear stuff, enjoy music. That's what our body does. But our spirit also does a lot too. We need to get in touch with our guardian angels. Once you can tap into, feel your guardian angels, because they're spiritual, so you can't see them, but you know they're there and they can interact with the world as well. That's where the synchronicities come from. And with these eyes, we can see different angel numbers. There's stuff happening all the time. Our guardian angels are just, they're there. They're giving us nudges all the time. And once you can tap into your spiritual world, the spiritual side of you, and then bring that into the physical side of you and use both use them in sync, use them together, because you're not just one or the other. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. But when we're here, we only think that we're just having a human experience. We rarely think about how deep and how the whole other 50% of our spiritual world is here too. And once you use your spiritual side and your human body together, you feel whole. I feel safe all the time. I always get a nudge when something is not right. And then I make an adjustment. And I miss that. And then I never feel alone. I always feel like I'm loved, you know, like I'm always like surrounded with a presence that's more than just mine. And more you can believe that there's more to this world than just what you see in the physical, more the spiritual will make itself present. But I'm going to end this right here. Until next time.